This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we're going to be talking about another special event that's coming up at the Croswell Opera House, and it's all about the family reunion, and this definitely is going to be a family reunion. And, of course, amongst the celebration of the 160th anniversary of the Croswell as well, so a lot of great things are happening at the Croswell. So happy to have on the program, back again, Jerry Ryder, Artistic Director. Jerry, so good to have you back on the program.
Hi, Dale. It's always great to be here. Thank you.
As well as we have Jen McPherson, who is the, let me get your title now, Director of Marketing and Community Outreach. How'd
they
do?
That's me.
Yeah.
That's me. Thank you for having us.
It's good to have you with us, Jen. You know, like I said, Jerry, this is such a special, special time for the Croswell Opera House, celebrating 160th anniversary. And then having something like this, which I think is very, very special, about having a family reunion.
Yeah. So this year we are obviously celebrating all of the great things about having the Croswell here in our community. And this family reunion is the time that we're really going to be focusing on all of the people that make possible what the Croswell is. So actors on stage, creative team members, audience members, all of the people who are part of our Croswell family coming together one night on the street in downtown Adrian and really just getting reconnected, having a great time, doing some fun things, and also, of course, getting a look inside and taking a look around.
That's right. Jen, you already have got a big list of people that are expected to come for this.
Yeah, it's exciting. We keep watching it grow every day. Somebody new registers, and you know there are real people on the other side of that. So when you register, we're like, yay!
Yeah.
But I think also we encourage everyone that is coming to tell somebody that you know, tell a friend, tell somebody you were in a cast with, or tell somebody you worked with at the Croswell. Make sure that they know. And it's free. It's a free event. We just would love for you to RSVP so we know how many people we're expecting. But RSVP is just, you know, let us know you're coming. There's no ticket involved.
Okay. And this is going to be held outside then, Jerry?
So we'll start out on the street under a giant tent where there'll be lots of memorabilia. There'll be tables where people can sit and get reconnected with people from their era. We have people going back all the way to 1968 when the Croswell first made its return to live theater after its era as a movie house. So people who were involved all the way back in 1968, as well as people who are in our most recent, you know, the show that's this week is Matilda. Some of those cast members and creative team members and audience members will be there. So all eras, lots and lots of people gathering on the street. And then, of course, taking a look inside. Some of those folks from the 60s, 70s, 80s haven't been in since the renovation. So being able to show off the new dressing rooms and the new rehearsal studio and just the Farver's, all of the things that we have going on. So it'll be a great time to get caught up on all kinds of things.
And to see, for the general public to come and see all these people that have been connected with the Croswell, either on stage or behind the scenes, I think will be just a thrill, Jen.
Yeah, I think especially for somebody like me who's a little bit newer to the Croswell, it's exciting to meet people and know what impact the Croswell had on them or what their story is with the Croswell. But it's also so nice to see people coming back from all over and reconnecting with people that they maybe haven't seen in a while or they have such fond memories of performing with or, you know, being involved, however they're involved with the Croswell. It's so great when people can come together to celebrate something. And especially if they haven't had the opportunity to be back in a while, it's great to be able to welcome them.
Do I hear correctly that there's going to be some that are coming back, traveling to be here, especially for the night?
For sure. We have people coming from across the country. So some names that people might remember, Alice Mott, who was really a pinnacle of theater, both for Adrian Public Schools and the Croswell in the early 70s. She's going to be here. It's going to be so great to be connected with her and for some of her cast members to be around. Stephen Kersey, who recently retired to Adrian, but was here back in 1968, 1969. So great to have him here.
Yeah.
The Sura family. So some will remember Tom Sura, who was a principal or, out in Tecumseh area, I think, in the 80s. Uh-huh. He'll be back with his sons, Matt and Jed Sura, and their families are coming.
Nice.
So that's just so many people are coming back. So it's going to be so exciting.
It sure is. And it's I think, such a neat thing, and it shows how much beloved that the mm-hmm. Croswell is with these people coming cross country to come back to help celebrate.
It's going to be so fun and just so special to, you know, be together again. One of the things that happens when you do a show together, Dale, is that you have such a connection over the weeks of rehearsal and then performance, and that configuration of people never comes together again.
Yeah.
Other people are in different casts. Some people move on and do other things in their life. But so to use this occasion to get reconnected with someone that, you know, I can't wait, some people that I tap danced with on that stage back in 1980 something, I'm not going to tell you. You know, how fun. It's just going to be so great to see them and to also share that the Croswell is still here. It's still a vital part of this community. It's still impacting lives. It is still, you know, an important business driver in this community.
Yes.
The oldest theater in the state of Michigan. Yes. That's what we're celebrating. Yeah. And so it's just, it's great to be reminded.
Absolutely. You know, and I, every time I drive by, every single day when I come to work, I think about, you know, drive past the Croswell, and I think of how much of an impact it has had in the community and how it still is doing such wonderful shows and doing such wonderful things throughout the years, too. So, Jen, tell us some of the things that will be happening then during the evening, other than all these great people coming together.
Yeah. So we have a full schedule of events that you can definitely check out at www.croswell.org/160. But some of the highlights are we're going to do our very best to get a Croswell family photo, as many people as we can get inside the theater, you know, sitting in the seats, and we're going to take one big photo. So that is planned for 6:30 on August 7th. So, you know, if come one, come all. Yes. Be in the photo.
Yeah.
We have two sing-alongs planned because, as Jerry has mentioned, a lot of times when you get some theater people together, they want to sing.
Yeah.
And so let's sing. Let's
show
do
tunes.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we'll have two different times that people can – we'll have a sing-along. And then as well as all of that happening – like Jerry said, you can walk through the Croswell and you can get reacquainted with her. And then also we have a downtown walking tour planned, which is self-guided, but we'll have walking maps for anyone that's coming. And we have about 13 area businesses downtown that are participating that will be hosting a piece of Croswell memorabilia.
Ooh.
And it's so cool.
Yeah.
It's so fun, Dale.
We've had a great time matching the memorabilia with the business so that it kind of ties together with what they have going on as well.
What a great idea.
But people can grab a map, they can see all the businesses that are participating, and they can walk around and see some Croswell memorabilia at the same time. So we're very excited about that. And then we also have Matilda. I mean, so people can make a whole weekend out of it because we have so much planned for Friday. And then on Saturday, you could come and see the show.
Absolutely. And the thing is that I was talking to you about the fact that I had talked to the young lady that is portraying Matilda.
Yes.
What a wonderful person. Help me with her first name.
Elena Brazel.
Elena, yes, that's right. She just wowed me, I mean, to talk with her. So, I mean, if you're going to be here for the celebration of the family reunion, as you said, Jen, come and make sure you get your tickets to go and be able to see Matilda, too, mm-hmm. and just continue that celebration, too.
Yeah, and we also have, I forgot to mention, a family reunion T-shirt debuting at the family reunion, which has all 464-ish shows. My number, I definitely have the 400 right.
Yes.
But the middle number is escaping me at the moment. But all of them listed on the shirt.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So we've done 38 seasons. No, that's not right. I don't know my numbers either. But every year since 1968, so that's, I guess, something close to almost 60. It's 58 seasons, 460 shows, but one Croswell. is kind of the idea of the shirt. And to see all those shows listed, it's absolutely astounding. And to think of going through and picking out, oh, I saw that one. Oh, I was in that one. Or, oh, I loved that one.
Yeah.
It's just so fun and special. And just the Croswell belongs to everybody. Sometimes people say, well, do you own it? In fact, the community owns the Croswell.
Yes.
And that is why we need the whole family to come out. We just need everyone to show up and celebrate the gift that we have of this theater being in our community. So we hope lots of people come.
Yeah. Go ahead, Jen.
Well, I just wanted to say that we were doing pretty well. It's 58 seasons, 464 shows.
Oh, wow.
One Croswell.
Yeah, and one Croswell. Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
I love that.
So it's important that we tell people to go to our website to register for the family reunion. So croswell.org. It doesn't cost anything, but in letting us know you're coming, we'll make sure that we have a name tag and lanyard for you so that you can, you know, other mm-hmm. people can identify who you are. Some people have changed a bit since their last visit to the Croswell.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an easy part. And if you don't do that, you can still show up. No problem. We're just hoping to get some kind of an idea. We want to make sure we have enough chairs.
Oh,
so
sure.
So come on out and register and come on out and celebrate with us.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the thing is like I mentioned before, Jerry, is that, and you said it too, is that having the Croswell doing what it's been doing all this time and still going strong, but yet you think about having such an entity like Croswell here in Adrian. That's quite a coup in itself to have such a great organization, such a great theater, and to being able to have the oldest theater in Michigan. I mean, it's right here in our back door.
Yes. It's always, kind of astounding, and maybe I get a little emotional when someone will come in and say, I grew up in Adrian and I've never been here before.
Yeah.
And we got to fix that. If
yes.
you've never been, this is your invitation. Please come out. It is free. There will be lots of people to connect with. Lots of just come and see what the building is and what it means to our community.
Yes.
It just will be so awesome to have lots and lots of people there.
Yep, absolutely. And that's the whole idea, to come and celebrate, right, Jen?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, exactly what Jerry was saying. We invite everybody to come and celebrate because it truly is a Croswell family. If you have been involved in the Croswell in any capacity, you feel that
mm-hmm.
and you know that you're part of something really special. And we'd love to share that with the community if they have not experienced it before.
That's right. And I loved what you said, Jerry, that the Croswell is everybody's Croswell.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Everyone belongs.
Yeah, everyone belongs. That's right. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's remind the listeners once again when this is going to be happening, Jen, okay?
Yeah. So the official reunion is happening on Friday, August 7th, beginning at 4 o'clock. But if you're coming downtown early, if you're one of our out-of-town friends, then you can definitely, you know, check in with us on Thursday and get your walking map and tackle that on Thursday.
There you go.
But also Saturday, there will be the possibility of doing the walking map then, and also Matilda on Saturday as well.
Sure.
But the reunion is Friday, August 7th.
Yeah. Come one, come all, huh, Jerry?
Truly. Come one, come all. Bring your friends, you know, just connect with someone that you haven't seen in a long time. Just come and be a part of the great community that we have here and get in that family picture. Can you imagine 160 years from now, someone who's celebrating the Croswell's 320th birthday and pulls out that picture and says, look at the crowd they had here at the 160th.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing. We're making memories, and we're really setting the stage for the Croswell's future.
Absolutely. That was well said, Jerry. Very, very well done.
Thanks. I like the place, Dale. You might know that.
Well, you know, I kind of got that feeling. Thanks so much, and thanks for all that you do at the Croswell as well, and continuing to bring such great shows, such great performances, such memorable shows as well.
Thank you.
So, you know, and keep it up. It's good stuff, that's for sure. And we're so lucky to have the Croswell here in Adrian.
Yeah, we are. I hope we're going to see you at the reunion, Dale.
Oh, I'm going to try my best to be there.
Okay.
All right. All right. This has been a community conversation. We've been talking about the family reunion and the 160th anniversary for the Croswell being celebrated. And I want to thank once again Jen McPherson. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Dale.
Jerry Ryder, thank you as well.
Thank you, Dale. Always great to be with you.
It's always great to have you. This has been community conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. We'll talk again soon.